It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
If you like football, you just sit there and watch it. Homework doesn't get done. It's our relief from CFAW, our excuse to sit and eat giant bags of chips and cheese
and cider donuts,
drink cheer wine and
just cheese, bricks of cheese, right?
Yes.
Cracker Barrel cheese.
Know us too well, Denton. No, it doesn't have to be Cracker Barrel cheese.
Love Cracker Barrel cheese.
Oh, that's a good thing, though. All right. So today here at Williams Stadium, we got a big one coming. We will have the Liberty Flames take on the Jacksonville State Gamecocks. They come to town, the number three team in the FCS. They're tied for the highest opponent to ever walk in here in 1999. App State came in and beat the Liberty Flames at number three. But now they'll have a chance to defeat Jacksonville State. Now, you guys watched the SMU game. Liberty lost that game. Buckshot came in. He scored a touchdown. We have Buckshot Calvert, the freshman phenom. Should we have Stefan Masha, the junior quarterback. In your opinion, who should start this game for the Liberty Flames?
I think they have to go Buckshot here. Buckshot against SMU led them to what should have been a comeback, barring a ridiculous call made by the officials that took back a second touchdown. That shouldn't have happened. So
well, they still made some mistakes that were...
He still made some mistakes, but
not
the game,
Buckshot necessarily the team.
The game looks a lot different when you have a lead at that point instead of the penalty, which gets it called back, puts you out of field goal range. So that should have happened there. And he moved the offense very well, especially for a freshman quarterback. Now, granted, with Jacksonville State, Jeff Barber tweeted out, this is probably the best team to ever come to Williams Stadium. They're tied ranked-wise for App State was,
yes.
But in terms of talent and where they have been, this is the FCS runner-up last year.
Oh, yeah.
So this is the best team. The lights might be a little bright for the true freshman to get his first start against one of the best teams.
I'll tell you, a lot of Jacksonville State, their beat writers, their fans, they're excited. They haven't been rude. They've been very respectful on social media, which you don't always see.
SMU was
maybe it's that
opposite.
South Carolina
thing.
They're
going to be rude today.
Anyway, they are a little intimidated by the fact that we have top 10 FCS attendance. They're intimidated by that. They're afraid.
Our student section is
so if you're listening, you want to be early, be loud, be wed.
Wed.
Apparently we're the Oregon Ducks now. Be wed.
I got one question for you.
Didn't your mama ever tell you you shouldn't play with fire?
Stefan Masha?
Oh. All right. So, Adam, why should Stefan Masha start this?
I'll give you one example, and it's all I need.
Please.
As a freshman, you want to talk about freshman. As a redshirt freshman, Stefan Masha defeated number one Coastal Carolina on his way to a Big South title.
So he blocked the kick, right?
Josh Woodrum, unavailable to play that game. Stefan Masha comes in and wins that game for Liberty.
And blocks the kick in Chimu's Wehe's jersey.
Okay.
Gets us into the playoffs.
I'm not saying he didn't have help, but what I'm saying to you is
Peyton Manning won the Super Bowl.
Every team needs to play as a whole, as a unit. And this team has not played well for Stefan Masha. And as a result, Stefan Masha has not played well for this team. When you look at the running game and the offensive line 2 weeks ago against Jacksonville, that was a lights out performance. That was as good as you want them to be. And it's because they ran the ball and they ran the ball effectively. And if you don't do that against Jacksonville State, then it doesn't matter who's in there. They're going to lose this game.
Well, they had a pair of runners eclipse 100 yards, and then they had they almost had a third.
So in my opinion, who gives you the most threat as a running team? The answer to my opinion...
You would label Liberty as a running team primarily?
Yeah, because they're not throwing the ball very well. That's for darn sure.
They need to get their running offense set in stone before they can air it down the
field. Let me tell you one thing. B.J. Farrow, he's a young guy. Damian King, he's a young guy. Dante Shells has shown up this year. And then there's number 11, the freshman, the true freshman, along with Buckshot, Antonio Gandy-Golden.
He has
shown up as well.
That's fine.
But if you're double-teaming all those guys because you don't need to stack your eight guys in the box, it makes it difficult
to
get the ball there.
You need to run the ball. I can't say this enough. If you run the ball...
Well, what if it didn't work against SMU? They shut them down.
Well, that's because, again, and people are going to give Stefan Masha a lot of
flack.
Flack is the word I'm looking for. Thank you, Denton. Flack, because he lost to two good teams in the FBS. So the game that he's won, he was supposed to win. He came in at home against Jacksonville, and they dismantled Jacksonville. They're not supposed to win this game either. It doesn't matter.
I was
going to
ask you that. Liberty is 50-10 in the last 10 years at home. They're 7-3 against their last 10 ranked FCS opponents. Is this a game that you would say Liberty is? I think they're, what, 9-point underdogs at home?
They're technically the underdog, but it's a scary.
Would you label
underdog.
This as a game that they need to win? Like, not need, but a game they should win? Is this a game that everybody's coming in and say, okay, Liberty's going to win? I know you picked them not to win, so.
Look, everyone's heard the rumblings, and there's been reports out that we're looking to make the FBS jump. If they want to make the FBS jump, they need to win this game. They need to win this game if that's what they're looking to do. If those are just rumors and
scheduling Jacksonville State is good.
Yes,
that's good.
I agree
very
with
good.
You. But what I'm saying is if this is the move that they're looking to make, this is a game that you have to win. Because what separates you from Jacksonville State or the likes of North Dakota State if you don't win this game? Because right now they're the more deserving teams. But if you go in and you beat Jacksonville State at home, and you have the crowd that which we're talking about, and you potentially win out the rest of the way, if you beat a team like Coastal Carolina, if you beat a team like CSU, then yes, you can make that argument. But if they don't beat Jacksonville State this week, I think you have a hard time making that argument. And I feel like the best person to give you that chance right now is Stephon Masha because he has big game experience.
I think that's true. But you look at the rest of Liberty's schedule, and I think they schedule very well. They schedule tough. SMU, that's an FBS opponent. Virginia Tech, that's a Power 5 opponent. Yeah. Jacksonville State, the FCS runner-up.
Right.
You still have Coastal on it. And now Charleston Southern,
right.
They're raising some trouble. So,
but you've lost two of those games already, is my point. And that
it's a tough game.
You need to win these games. I mean, you look at the rest of their schedule, there's not a lot there. I'm looking at it right now. Kennesaw State's on there. Robert Morris, Gardner Webb. Presbyterian, those are not games that scare anyone.
Coastal is now a non-conference. It's
yes.
weird. Are they?
They're independent.
They're independent right now.
So CSU, Coastal Carolina, and Jacksonville State. Those are the three games that you have to win this year.
So let's say hypothetically, do we win out? And today's game is questionable. We go 8-3 or 9-2. Can we make the playoffs at 8-3?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're,
can we?
If you're a four loss team.
Absolutely.
Then you're not getting in this
year.
That's
because
there's no.
So first of all, if we went out, we win the Big South. So that's not even a question.
So we can. So you would feel comfortable at 8-3 rather than 9-2. I would like 9-2.
Absolutely.
There's no bid outside of the automatic bid this year, which is the problem. So you have to win the Big South this year.
So we have to win the Big South.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to win the Big South.
So this game is much more of a confidence boost, so to speak. So let's say even if we were to. I don't want to say lose, but if we were to lose and we stay with them and compete with one of the best teams in the FCS, it builds confidence for the rest of the season and we win out, go 8-3, win the Big South, make the playoffs, and maybe see Jacksonville State again.
Yeah, if we made it that far, if we won out, we would certainly see them there.
I just think that, again, if you want to go back to the quarterback argument, that Stephon Masha gives you the best chance to win this game and that they have to win this game if they want to get in, because then you basically have to go undefeated the rest of the way. Then, like you said, if you don't want to, you know, if you want to roll two, you know, with three losses, then you have to win out. Why put that pressure on yourself when you have teams like CSU and Coastal at the end that could certainly beat you?
And I do want to add, even if Stephon Masha is a starter, Buckshot will play a series.
We know that.
That's happened all year, so don't be shocked or surprised if he randomly comes in.
That's
the plan.
That's just to prepare him. All right, so final score prediction, Denton. And how much is the crowd going to be a factor?
The crowd is going to be huge. If you are listening to this, you better be at that football game. This is going to be a big-time game. I picked Liberty to win. I'm going to keep it that way. And I'm going to have this score very similar to the game last year against Montana. The Flames win by 10, 34-24.
Unfortunately, I don't think this is going to be close.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's going to be a blowout. They're not going to run up the score. I think Liberty at home is a little bit deserves a little bit more respect than that. I'm going to say 35-17.
Wow.
35-17.
Does that 35 come? Does it come immediately or does it come gradually
It comes early and often, and I think they kind of back off a little bit. Yeah, I don't think this game's going to be close in a sense that Liberty will be battling from behind all game long, and they're a team that likes to play with the lead.
All right. So we move on from Liberty. Beer will be loud, wear red. 7 o'clock. You're going to want to be there for that. Some great stuff going down. Let's take a look at the rest of college football right now. There are some great matchups today. We will start going right down the line here. We do our picks every week. Everybody in the 90.9 sports world here, we do all of our picks, and they're all online. We'll read you some of them right now, and I'll have you guys debate why you picked who you did. First of all, number 8, Michigan State, taking on number 11, Wisconsin. I have Michigan State. Let's see.
I have Wisconsin.
Wisconsin,
State, baby.
You have State. All right, Wisconsin, why? Quickly.
Well, Michigan State hasn't impressed me this year, and I like the defensive line of Wisconsin. I think they're going to get into the face of the quarterback and stop the running game, and I'm going to pick them to win.
The one thing that scares me is Wisconsin is at home in this game, and usually college teams play better at home than on the road.
Significantly better.
It's not just here at Liberty, folks. It's everywhere. Michigan State, I just feel like, has more talent. These teams actually haven't played since 2011, despite being in the same conference with some scheduling issues. But I got to go with Michigan State here. I just believe more in their talent, and I just think Wisconsin's a little bit overrated.
All right. Number 10, Texas A&M, taking on the Arkansas Razorbacks. They're in at number 17, and they've been quite the little surprise. I see one person on here picked Arkansas, and that was Thomas Pinciero. Why is Texas A&M going to win this game, guys?
I just think Texas A&M is a better team. I saw them play against Auburn either last week or a few weeks ago, and I liked what they had to offer offensively, so I picked Texas A&M.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in Texas A&M, and I'm actually kind of a little bit of a closet Arkansas fan. I don't know if you guys know that or not, but
you pick Suey.
Yeah, it's a long story. But anyway, points against teams against Texas A&M, they've been averaging 13.3 points a game. Points for, they're tied 25th at 42. That's all difference right there. It's real simple. You have to score more points to win, and Texas A&M's been doing that.
All right, here's a very interesting one for you. Tennessee and Florida. Tennessee is 14 right now, and Florida is 19. Is Tennessee about to Clemson-ing?
I don't think so. This is going to be a big, big, big game, and I'm going to pick Tennessee to win. They don't win a whole lot of big games, but this year just has a little bit of a different vibe here. I'm not completely on board with everything that Florida is doing, but I like Tennessee, and I think Tennessee is going to take it.
I have a question. Is Luke Del Rio the son of Jack Del Rio?
This would be true.
Okay. Yeah. I'm a big fan of his. I really think that he's really played well for Florida, a team that lost both of its quarterbacks from last year. One transfer, and I believe one graduated or
Greer
moved
had
on.
Suspension.
Yeah, then there was. Yeah. Yeah.
And then, so, I mean, Luke Del Rio has really stepped up for this Gators team. Now, again, they are on the road in Tennessee. But I'm a believer in Luke Del Rio and what he's been doing. 762 yards, 6 touchdowns in 3 weeks. I'm on the bandwagon for the Gators.
Yeah, I go Florida with this one, too. Here's another game. Number 12, Georgia. Number 23, Ole Miss. Another game where I think Georgia's going to slowly decline. I have Ole Miss in this game. I think you both have Georgia.
I have Georgia, Ole Miss. Chad Kelly is not the best quarterback in the nation. It is abundantly clear right now. Lamar Jackson has that title, and Chad Kelly this week is going to show why Lamar Jackson is the best quarterback. He's not going to win this game. Ole Miss is going to fall from the rankings, and just like that, they're going to be 3 losses sitting in 4 weeks into this year.
I mean, Chad Kelly has not performed badly, but he's not as good as he says he is, and I'm so tired of them being in the rankings despite the fact that they're 1-2. They do not deserve to be there.
Well, this will be about their last chance.
Oh, yeah, and they're going to fail in their last chance. I like how ESPN put it. 2-loss Ole Miss, finish or be finished. They're going to be finished.
That's a very good point.
Yeah. They've dropped 2 20-point leads in consecutive games. That's not going to get it done.
All right. Taking a look, those are the ranked matchups this week. Some other ones. How about this one? This one's a big one. Florida Tech and Presbyterian. No.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
I actually did make a pick on that one.
I think I did, too.
Yeah, you picked... pick was Jerry.
Jerry. What? I guess that's Presbyterian.
Jerry.
All right. So we'll say that you picked Presbyterian. I was kidding. So
I'll take Florida Tech.
Let's see other games here. LSU and Auburn is interesting.
Auburn.
Really? Why?
Auburn. It's at Auburn. The SEC Network is there. One of my best friends out there doing all the coverage for them. Auburn's going to get the win. They play real well at home.
I've banked on Auburn one too many times.
Can't do it. Auburn is my secret SEC team.
Danton, why is Arizona going to beat number 9 Washington?
Did I pick Arizona? No.
You picked Washington.
I picked Washington. I was about to say, I did not pick Arizona.
Or did I say Denton?
Yeah, you said
this
me.
Is Adam.
I was like,
Adam.
What?
I pointed to Adam.
I'm going with the upset. I don't like Arizona's talent very much. You got to pick one upset somewhere. Usually one or two teams fall. That's my upset right there.
All right, let's see. I'm looking for upsets. Eastern Carolina taking down Virginia Tech. I have Tech on this one. They're looking good.
I took Tech on that
Eastern Carolina
dude.
Undefeated. Going with Eastern Carolina.
Oh, you want to talk about schedules? Hold on.
I'm sorry. Have you seen the way Virginia Tech's played? Mine is playing against Liberty for the past 2 weeks.
Hey, man, they beat Boston College. Ooh. That's a pretty big stuff,
ooh,
man.
Boston College. Oh, it's scary.
They're just as good as East Carolina. No, I'm kidding.
I think Liberty should play Boston College because I think they would beat them.
I second that, actually.
All right.
Not in hockey.
East Carolina, they beat NC State. They lost to South Carolina. They beat Western Carolina. Lots of Carolina teams for them.
South Carolina.
UCF, South Florida, Navy, Cincinnati, Connecticut. They play an AAC schedule. So we'll see what happens with East Carolina. But college football, it's coming just like professional football.